Now, earlier this week, Ozzy Osbourne tragically passed away at the age of 76. I've got Seth now joining me on the mic to discuss all things Ozzy Osbourne's life. Seth, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, it's such a tragic loss for the music community, the passing of a legend like that, and especially for all the Sabbath fans as well. And I'm sure, you know, everyone has heard all these stories by now and has had time to reflect on the passing. I wanted to bring up, though, how interesting it is that he passed just like 2 weeks, I think, after like the final Sabbath show. That's so like beautiful and poetic. It reminds me of how the Pope died like right after Easter. What are your thoughts about that? Do you think like people have a ability to like hold on to life until like something big like that, and then they just kind of like their body just kind of shuts down? Like, what are your thoughts about him passing?
Yeah, I reckon they do. I mean, I did read that he had, so that was his final show. It was really cool, wasn't it? Because they got everybody out.
Yeah, did you catch any of it?
I watched bits of it because he was sort of on a throne, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Because I think he couldn't walk anymore in the end. But that was great. I thought that was a really great, good way to do it. Like, if the guy can't walk, just put him on a throne. Make the seat the centerpiece.
Flair.
Exactly. But yeah, I think there's surely truth in that. My friend was telling me, we were discussing exactly this. His grandmother used to be I can't remember what she did. She had some strange role where she would like help get old people into retirement homes. And so she would sort of give tours of retirement homes. She was like a retirement home travel agent sort of thing. And some guy saw a retirement. She was like, come look at this retirement home. We'll check it out. And he was really unhappy with it. And he was like, right, I don't want to go to this retirement home. And then he died in the back seat of the car driving.
Right.
So I do think like, that people, okay, he's checked out. It's such a terrible, I'm not going there. I'd rather go somewhere else. So yeah, I do think there's an ability to do that.
Speaking of that topic in relation to Ozzy, have you heard the theory that he actually got euthanized?
No, tell me about that.
This is probably like in poor taste to bring up, and I have no verification. I think it was like a TikTok thing, but it was actually my mum was telling me about it. It's like a few years ago, an interview, he brought up like, oh, at the end of life, I'm going to like go to Finland and like do assisted dying or something. And then like apparently there was like a tweet from like Sharon or someone of the Osbournes like going to Finland like a week ago, and then he passes, and now there's like a conspiracy theory that he like planned this whole like final show and then like got euthanized. But I have no idea. That's probably not true and it's probably just a rumor.
Who knows?
But yeah, I mean,
it sounds sort of plausible.
Yeah, it is. It seems like something he would do. To be honest, that's a very metal way to go out. Other than that, in preparation for the show, I was, you know, reading about it. And the New York Times published an article recently. It was called something like, terrible researching of me, I'm just going to paraphrase the title. It was like, how Ozzy Osbourne made the unlikely transformation from, you know, heavy metal rocker to TV dad. And I do think that's such a fascinating part of his like legacy, is like all this, you know, there's occult stuff and this whole like artifice of Black Sabbath. But then he just also was like a TV dad for like a lot of people. That's where a lot of people know him best from. And I just thought that's so interesting. Like, do you have any memories of watching like the Osbournes and like...
Oh, a little bit. I feel like, I mean, it was really the template for all of the reality TV that came after. I think there'd probably be no Kardashians without the Osbournes coming first. I get, strangely enough, I kind of get the Kardashians and the Oz, those early, not that I'm a big watcher of the Kardashians. I had a phase, I had to get a surgery and I was lying down. I got into the Kardashians then. But yeah, I get them kind of confused. Those earlier seasons when, you know, the Kardashians were young kids running around and the Kelly Osbourne running around.
Yeah, it's like the similar formula.
Yeah.
And that's so weird that Black Sabbath like influenced heavy metal so heavily, but also Ozzy Osbourne influenced reality TV.
Yeah, you wouldn't have picked it, would
those
you?
Those are his
you...
two greatest pioneering moments.
He gave a lot to pop culture.
Yeah, he did. Well, I mean, of course, one of his biggest contributions to pop culture is the famous story of him eating that bat's head.
Yeah, so sure what was everyone... it? Did he? Do you believe that he thought that it was rubber?
Or was it intentional? I'm glad that you know and that I don't have to like rehash it. I think so. Okay, For reference, like, I was I think it's plausible because I have a grandfather who's around the same age, and he had a story where he went to a fancy restaurant, saw like the potpourri thing, like the flowers and seeds or whatever, and then just started eating it. So
something about people of that generation.
Yeah.
Something about being born in the post-war period.
Yeah, in a post-war period, you just accidentally eat things that aren't edible. So yeah, I think he probably thought it was rubber and just like, yeah, you know, just... he wanted to feed.
Well, he had a bit of a history with that kind of thing. Because I think I did read that he, at one time, I think he was in a meeting with some record executives trying to finalize a deal, and there were doves involved for some reason. That's maybe the more confusing part of the story, why there were doves this meeting. And he was extremely drunk, and he bit the heads off of several doves while he was there. This was not even for an audience. So he had this is a pattern of behavior
here.
It's
not, maybe it's not so much that he was dead set that it was rubber bat. But maybe it was just kind of like, well, I've bitten the head off dove, so I don't really care.
The seal's broken.
If it is or it isn't. Yeah, exactly. Like, he was probably just like, yeah, it's 50% chance it's rubber. It's
yeah,
good enough.
Good odds. Okay, well, any other main points about Ozzy that you want to raise that I have
well,
been...
Well, other than just, like, I mean, praising the discography of Black Sabbath, like, those first three albums. Do you know they came out in, like, a year?
No.
Like, Self-Titled and Paranoid were both 1970, and A Master of Reality was the year after.
And he was, like, 22 at the time, wasn't he? He was really
actually,
young.
It's insane. Like, it doesn't even make any sense to me. But, yeah, other than that, yeah, just pay respects to a legend, Ozzy Osbourne. Rest in peace. This is our in memoriam to Ozzy Osbourne.
This is it. I hope we've done it justice. I think Ozzy Osbourne, we could... I don't know. We should surely get some Sabbath going later
yeah,
in the show.
I'm sure.
It's
yeah,
entirely due.
A little bit.
Thank you, Seth, for that great summary of the life and times of Ozzy Osbourne.